Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, November 11th. Happy Veterans Day. Maybe some of you youth, if you are listening, you are out of school today. I hope you have a wonderful day off. Maybe if you work in the public sector, you might have the day off as well. Let us remember the veterans, and especially if you know some that are in our church or in our families. And we honor you today. We thank you for your life and your service, and we want to pray over you as we begin our podcast today. Lord, we come to you on this Veterans Day, and we just want to thank you for those who have served in the military, defending our nation. And we just pray, again, thanking you for their courage, their sacrifice, their commitment to something bigger than themselves. We thank you for the freedom that we have because of the veterans. We pray you would bless them and their families. Would you comfort those who bear the wounds of war in their bodies and in their minds? And would you help them all as they process their life of service? We thank you, Lord, that we see sacrificial living in you, Jesus, the one who showed us the greatest of love. And we thank you for the sacrifices we see in our friends who have given of themselves so that we can flourish. Please be with those who currently serve, protect their families, and fill them with courage and resilience, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Leviticus chapter 25 speaks of the year of Jubilee. This is something that was supposed to happen every 50 years, where God's divine justice and restoration and redemption is seen in the physical acts of restoring land to people who had to sell it. Slaves were set free, and a time of kindness to poor people, and also a redemptive period for men. Jesus took this concept of the year of Jubilee, and when he started his ministry, when he opened the scroll in the synagogue, when he first came into his ministry, he spoke words from this chapter. I'm going to read for you first from Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19, where Jesus spoke these words. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." This year of the Lord's favor was to be every 50 years. So 7 times 7 is 49, and the next year was to be the year of Jubilee. I'm not going to read the whole passage, but I'm going to start in Leviticus chapter 25 and verse 8. "You shall count 7 weeks of year, 7 times 7 years, so that the time of the 7 weeks of year shall give you 49 years. Then you shall sound the loud trumpet on the 10th day of the 7th month. On the Day of Atonement, you shall sound the trumpet throughout all your land. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you, when each of you shall return to his property and each of you shall return to his clan. That 50th year shall be a jubilee for you. In it you shall neither sow nor reap what grows of itself, nor gather the grapes from the undressed vines. For it is the jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You may eat the produce of the field. In this year of Jubilee, each of you shall return to his property. And if you make a sale to your neighbor or buy from your neighbor, you shall not wrong one another. You shall pay your neighbor according to the number of years after the Jubilee, and he shall sell to you according to the number of years for crops. If the years are many, you shall increase the price, and if the years are few, you shall reduce the price, for it is the number of the crops that he is selling to you. You shall not wrong one another, but you shall fear your God, for I am the Lord your God. Therefore, you shall do my statutes and keep my rules and perform them. And then you will dwell in the land securely. The land will yield its fruit, and you will eat your fill and dwell in it securely. And if you say, what shall we eat in the seventh year? If we may not sow or gather in our crop, I will command my blessing on you in the sixth year, so that it will produce a crop sufficient for 3 years. When you sow in the eighth year, you will be eating some of the old crop. You shall eat the old until the ninth year, when its crop arrives. The land shall not be sold in perpetuity, for the land is mine. For you are strangers and sojourners with me. And in all the country you possess, you shall allow a redemption of the land. If your brother becomes poor and sells part of his property, then his nearest redeemer shall come and redeem what his brother has sold. If a man has no one to redeem it, and then himself becomes prosperous and finds sufficient means to redeem it, let him calculate the years since he sold it and pay back the balance to the man to whom he sold it, and then return to his property. But if he does not have sufficient means to recover it, then what he has sold shall remain in the hand of the buyer until the year of Jubilee. In the Jubilee it shall be released, and he shall return his property. Let's go on down to verse 35. If your brother becomes poor and cannot maintain himself with you, you shall support him as though he were a stranger and a sojourner, and he shall live with you. Take no interest from him or profit, but fear your God, that your brother may live beside you. Then verse 37. If a stranger or sojourner with you becomes rich, and your brother beside him becomes poor and sells himself to the stranger or sojourner with you, or to a member of that stranger's clan, then after he is sold, he may be redeemed. One of his brothers may redeem him, or his uncle or his cousin may redeem him, or a close relative from his clan may redeem him. Or if he grows rich, he may redeem himself. And then skipping down to verse 54. And if he is not redeemed by these means, then he and his children with him shall be released in the year of Jubilee. For it is to me that the people of Israel are servants. They are my servants, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I don't know if we know that the Jubilee system was ever fully observed historically, but it serves as an ideal of how we as the people of God should think about what we own, that ultimately all that we have is from God. And then it's a perfect picture of what Christ does for us. He redeems us. He sets us free. It is a proclamation of good news to the poor and a recovery of sight for the blind. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for the concept of Jubilee. We pray that you would help us to be the kind of people who reach out to others who are in need, and that we care for our families and our church family. And so in that regard, we lift up to you the names of some of those in our fellowship. Ask your watch care upon them, your blessing upon them, and help us to be sensitive to the needs of those around us. We pray, thanking you, Lord, for the Edie family, Edwards, Earhart, Eichelberger, Elliot, Ellis, Etheridge, and Eubanks. We lift our hearts up to you. We lift their names up to you, Lord. In your grace and mercy, would you cover them with abundance of your love and spiritual blessing today as they seek to know you more. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.